This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Join Veterans for Peace to celebrate Armistice Day on Saturday, November 11th. Over 100 years ago, in 1918, the world celebrated peace as a universal principle. The First World War had just ended, and nations mourning their dead collectively called for an end to all wars. Armistice Day was born and was designated as, quote, a day to be dedicated to the cause of world peace and to be thereafter celebrated, end quote. After World War II, the U.S. Congress decided to rebrand November 11th as Veterans Day. Honoring the warrior quickly morphed into honoring the military and glorifying war. Armistice Day was flipped from a day for peace into a day for display of militarism. Veterans for Peace has taken the lead to lift up the original intent of November 11th as a day for peace. Veterans know that a day that celebrates peace, not war, is the best way to honor the sacrifices of veterans. They want future generations never to encounter the destruction war has wrought on people and the earth. Veterans for Peace call on everyone to stand up for peace this Armistice Day. More than ever, the world faces a critical moment. Tensions are heightened around the world, and the United States is engaged militarily in multiple countries without an end in sight. Here at home, Veterans for Peace have seen the increased militarization of police forces, brutal crackdowns on dissent, and uprisings against state power. They recommend the government end reckless military interventions that endanger the entire world. They support building a culture of peace. This Armistice Day, Veterans for Peace call on the public to say no to more war and to demand justice and peace at home and abroad. They know peace is possible and call for an end to all oppressive and violent policies and for equality for all people. Veterans for Peace makes suggestions for actions on November 11th. We have listed a few. Educate yourself on the history and importance of Armistice Day. Hold a silent vigil. Invite others to join you to stand in silence for 11 minutes at 11 a.m. at a highly trafficked area in your city. Ring bells for peace. Ask local churches, community centers, and schools to ring their bells at 11 a.m. Read poems and stories. Host an event and ask speakers to share their favorite poem or story about peace. Share on social media. Share your photos with the hashtag #ReclaimArmisticeDay. Find more suggestions on the Veterans for Peace website under Armistice Day. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.